Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, back to the good music, Solana. And one misstep today, Wham-Rap. Otherwise, you're pitching a perfect game. 4 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, simulcast. Alex Dono in for Crowder. He's on paternity leave. Give you the stock market report. I always do this at 4 o'clock when the markets close. Very green day on Wall Street today, Dono. You're Friday. What'd I tell you? We get them back today, right?
And we got them back.
We got them back. Big day on Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 579 points today. That's over a 2% gain. S&P 500 up 44 points. That's almost a percent and a half rise. And the NASDAQ up 116 points. That's over a 1% gain. So nice little day on Wall Street. I still wouldn't look at your 401k after the last few days of last week, though. Give it a little bit more time. Talked about several things today, the documentary. I don't even know if it was a documentary on ESPN last night. It was really a 1 hour. I mean, Backstory is a series that they have, so it was just maybe more interesting to us because it was about the LeBron decision. But talk a little bit about that today. Talked about Cam Newton a little bit. We stuck it to the Patriots in the last segment there because we don't want the Patriots to be feeling good about what transpired with Cam Newton. But we've talked about Cam Newton going to the Patriots today on the program. And I will just reiterate once again that I don't think that all of a sudden the Patriots are the Patriots, you know, with Cam right. Newton that they were with Tom Brady. There are a ton of question marks when it comes to Cam Newton. A ton.
Well, and you look at it this way, with the money that they're paying for him, which is going to be maximum $7.5 million this year, that's if he hits all his incentives, right, which is probably impossible. It's not even a guarantee for a couple of reasons that Cam Newton is their consistent starter this year, and part of that is the injury troubles. And I think it is possible, and you said this earlier, Hawk, that if he gets outplayed by Jarrett Stidham in training camp for whatever reason, Bill Belichick is not the type of coach who's just going to say, well, Cam Newton is my starter no matter what. No, right. He's going to go with the quarterback that gives them the best chance to win. So if anything, the contract that they gave to him 1 year, maximum of $7.5 million, tells you he's not even a sure thing to start. Like, Belichick is giving himself another option, because if it's not Newton, it's Jarrett Stidham. And if it's not Stidham or Newton, it's, you know, Brian Hoyer, who feels like he's been in the league for like 30 years at this point. But I respect the fact that he's bald like you and me. He doesn't try to hide it. But God bless him. So in reality, it's not even a guarantee that Cam Newton is the guy. But this certainly gives Belichick, you know, a more reliable option than yes. what he already had on yeah. paper.
I think he will end up being the starter, but it's not like Phillip Rivers in Indy where you're paying a massive amount of money and he's the guy. Like, there's a possibility Cam Newton is just not healthy, just not what he was. There's a reason he's missed 16 games in two seasons. Then they can easily not start him, and it's not a big hit against whatever they're doing. Hey, a question for people to answer via the text line. Text line, if you have the new number, I'm sure you do by now, 786-360-0790, 786-360-0790. And I'm doing this as a favor to some of our management at the radio station. They were curious how our listeners are going to consume NBA basketball when it returns next month, college football, NFL. Curious how you're going to listen to us. So if you could text it in, I'm going to be listening to Heat games on 790 The Ticket or on radio.com, or I'm going to be listening to Hurricanes games on 560 The Joe, or on the radio.com app, or on the Listen Live link, or just curious how you think you're going to consume sports when sports returns next month. And if you could just participate in our very informal survey here, we would appreciate it. 786-360-0790, 786-360-0790. Want to get headlines from Solana, because Dr. Chuck Metzger is going to join us in about 10 minutes, as he always does on Mondays, and we'll get a COVID-19 update from him, since there does seem to be so many cases. So let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
Signing Cam Newton, not the only reason the New England Patriots were in the news today. According to ESPN, the cheaters, the Patriots, were fined $1.1 million and have lost a third-round draft pick for their filming of the Bengals' sidelines during a game last year. Also, the team's in-house television crew will not be allowed to film any games during the 2020 season, and senior club officials will have required training on league operation and game policies.
All right, whatever. Go to my website, honkedofflikeagoose.com, and buy a Bill Belichick as a Jerk t-shirt.
Yes.
That'll make everything better. It's my favorite t-shirt.
I love
Bill
how
Belichick
they
is a jerk, Nick Saban is a jerk, and Urban Meyer is the jerk. All those are available at honkedofflikeagoose.com.
I mean, does anyone really think that, oh, some training session is going to teach them not to cheat? Like, I can't tell you how many times I've been to traffic school. Do you think I stopped speeding completely after that? Come on.
How about the fact that they go, yeah, the TV crew's not going to be able to, you know, go to any games or whatever? Yeah, so all now the Patriots don't have to pay their TV crew. I mean, that's not a penalty on them.
Yeah.
Come on. Now some poor schlep like Falero, you know, loses his job, you know.
You had to call out Falero?
Well, I'm just trying to think of a TV guy. Yeah, left us for TV. So
he did.
What a traitor.
Traitor.
Lakers and J.R. Smith are reportedly finalizing a deal to bring the veteran guard to Los Angeles ahead of, or I guess to Orlando, theoretically, ahead of the NBA's Orlando restart. That's courtesy of ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski.
All righty.
Johnny Manziel, he says he would characterize his football career as, quote, probably in the past.
I don't know if he needs the probably qualifier, does he?
Those were his words, probably in the past.
Well, I mean, he's waiting to see if the XFL or something ever comes back. Like, that might be his shot.
I mean, he's just done. He just it never amounted to anything. Some people are screw ups. He's a screw up.
Former Miami Dolphins assistant Bill Arsenspauger.
Oh my God! You did not just do that.
Arsenspauger.
Arsenspauger. Did I botch it?
Oh, yeah.
Arsenspauger.
Oh, my God. Bill Arsenspauger?
Bill Arsenspauger.
Just call him Bill.
Bill. Billy. Was honored when he was selected as one of the two recipients of the 2020 Paul Dr. Z Award, which is given by the Pro Football Writers Association and recognizes lifetime achievement as an assistant coach in the NFL.
Do you know who Bill Arnsparger is?
Arnsparger? Yeah. I mean, there's an S in front of the N. You can understand why I'm pronouncing it Arsenspager.
No, I can't. I like. Do you really not know who he is? I mean, he's a legend.
Well, I recognize the name. I know he's a Dolphins legend, but I mean, I'm 26 years old. I was born in 1994. He was retired by then. I don't know too much about Bill Arnsparger.
There you go, Arnsparger.
There you go. Yeah, no, I got to be honest.
What were you saying again?
Arsenspager.
Arsenspager? Is that... That's a guy who set fires.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Arsonist.
Colin Kaepernick.
Arnsparger. Bill Arnsparger.
Bill Arnsparger. And again, no disrespect to Bill Arnsparger.
That sounded disrespectful to me.
Disrespect to Bill Arnsparger. It's a tough name. I mean, you gotta give me the benefit of the doubt there. Colin Kaepernick will be the subject of a 6-part series produced by acclaimed director Ava DuVernay, Netflix announced Monday. I mean, this is a rough headline for me.
This is not your day,
bro. No one told you that you had to say her name. I mean, why would you even drop that in there?
Netflix
announced. You could have just said he's going to be in a documentary.
Right. Why? No one knows her.
Finally, Pokemon is the highest grossing media franchise of all time, out-earning
really?
Star Wars by more than $27 billion. By more than $27 billion.
I don't believe that. I just don't believe that.
I mean, you don't
I
have
believe
to,
it you don't have because to believe I, it, I've seen it. Like, I think me, I was born maybe 3 to 4 years too late to get into the Pokemon craze, but... If you remember, Hawk, a couple years ago when every stupid kid and even grown people were on that app trying to catch the Pokemon, they were stopping in the middle of traffic.
That wasn't a huge moneymaker, I don't think, was it?
I don't know. They were running advertisements. People were paying. I don't know. But and you and I, we've both been to Japan, and there's Pokemon stuff all over. That's where they come from. But it's a worldwide thing now.
Speaking of Japan, it was 1 year ago today that we left for Japan, popped up on my Snapchat and my Facebook 1 year ago. I mean, when you think of how much has changed, I mean, who wouldn't love to take a nice international vacation? It's like it's unheard of right now. Like,
yeah, now no other country wants to let in Americans.
Right.
Now. They don't want us.
Like, you can't. Hold on, Don Draper calling. Draper here.
Hold on, I gotta get this.
Can't get rid of that phone, huh?
I think if I unplug the base of the phone, I think it unplugs the phone for the entire house. So
are they
you're just gonna
expecting a call? It's 4:11 in the afternoon. What possible phone call are they expecting?
They seem to actually do most of their conversations with people through the landline over the cell phone, so I want to respect their wishes and keep
Who's
it on.
Who's your dad, like Morty Seinfeld?
I'm sorry if it's an inconvenience to you, but I'm trying to be respectful to my parents
here. I'm delighted by it. I love that. It every time that thing rings.
And even like last week I thought I could solve the problem by actually taking the phone out of the room, but even when I take away the phone, the base of the phone still rings, and this is like the master base for the house, so if I unplug this, it unplugs the landline for the whole house, so unless I find a different room to do the show from, we're just gonna have to deal with it.
Little snapshot into the life of Alex Dono's parents. All right. What else? You got weather, Solandria?
Yeah, quickly. Right now, 92 degrees, partly cloudy in Miami. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid to upper 70s. Currently, 0 inches of precipitation, which is always nice. Visibility is at 10 miles with our air quality rated at a 53 on the air quality index meter. That is your weather.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's right. How could I forget?
Tracking the Saharan dust plume.
Our air quality is moderate because of the Saharan dust plume.
All right. Very good.
knew you weren't done with weather. How dare you?
By the way, my father was listening to the radio in the other room, and he just came in and unplugged the base of the phone. And I told him to stop. Like, I tried to tell him to stop because I think we want it, right? Like, we want the phone to stay.
No, not only do I want the phone to stay, I'd like to get their house number so I can call at various times during the show.
Well, he unplugged it, but it looks like it's still on, so I'm not even sure if unplugging it is going to stop it from ringing.
It's like a horror movie.
Yes. The call is coming from inside the house.
All right, that is funny. All right, Dr. Chuck Metzger is going to join us in the next segment. We'll get a COVID update that pertains to us all here in South Florida. Speaking of COVID, so this new reality for all of us, the virus is out there, the cases are spiking. I know over the weekend I was out at the grocery store, no hand sanitizer, no masks. The reality is we're all in need of masks and hand sanitizer, and you need it not just for yourself, but for your families, your loved ones. If you own a business, obviously you need it for your employees and the visitors to your business. And it's why I want to direct you to shieldmeddepot.com. Shieldmeddepot.com. This website can be your one-stop shopping site for COVID-19 protection. They're a regional company. Your stuff will be shipped quickly. In fact, if you order today, you'll probably have it by the end of the week. You don't have to worry about going into a grocery store, the convenience store, wherever, hoping that they've got something left. Now you can get all the masks and all the hand sanitizer that you need at shieldmeddepot.com. And they've got all different kinds of masks, including the KN95 masks, which are extremely protective. The hand sanitizers are FDA quality gel products. They've got new items being added all the time. And this is what we all need right now, an easy way to get the stuff we all need to stay coronavirus free, and it gets shipped right to your home. So boom, be right there at your front door, and you'll have all the masks and hand sanitizer that you need. Again, the website is shieldmeddepot.com, S-H-I-E-L-D. shieldmeddepot.com. If you do own a business, they offer private labeling on the hand sanitizer in case you want to label it specifically for your business. You can get all the info on the website right there. Again, your one-stop shopping site for COVID-19 protection, shieldmeddepot.com. We're going to talk with Dr. Chuck Metzger next here on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Finally, IKEA has shared its recipe to make its Swedish meatballs at home.
Really? All right, let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Dr. Chuck Metzger, he joins us every Monday. He's a board-certified internist in Boca Raton. He's been the team doctor for FAU Athletics and the chief of medicine at Boca Raton Regional Hospital. He's a clinical affiliate faculty member for FAU Medical School, and he's in private practice in Boca, has been since 1999. You can follow him on Twitter, at Chuck Metzger. And there's a lot of COVID cases in Florida, and there's a lot of hot spots around the country. And so he's joining us to give us a little update on stuff. And we'll start with the same way we always start, Dr. Chuck. The latest actual numbers, coronavirus numbers, for our listeners in Monroe, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties.
Okay. Yeah, the usual. I'll start at Monroe. So Monroe County has gone up to about 236 reported cases with 4 reported fatalities to date. Miami-Dade has gone up to 35,221 cases with 975 deaths. Broward is at 15,045 cases with 382 deaths. Palm Beach County is at 13,709 with reported cases with 503 deaths to date.
All right, so the numbers in Florida, not today specifically, although I guess maybe I'm just immune to numbers because it's still a large number, but it wasn't a record-setting number. But the numbers are fairly high. The number of cases increasing in the country compared to what we had been seeing across the world as cases start to lessen, it's pretty scary for our country. Do you think Florida and the U.S. is headed down a path towards disaster, Or am I just looking at this at, you know, base level, and you can actually look at the numbers and what's going on, and you can glean something else from the data?
Yeah, I'm somewhere in the middle. I see the numbers, I see the changes, and your first natural instinct is to kind of go, wow, it's, you cringe a little bit because it's going up. So it's really how you react from there. So I try and take a step back and look and say, well, what was the reason for the initial lockdown? The reason for it was to make sure we are exhibiting signs of overwhelming the medical system. We're still not there now. Now, obviously, the trend going up is not where we want it to continue. So I think that what we found and what's been reported is that a lot more of the cases now are younger people, which doesn't mean they're out of the woods, because they could still get sick and get very sick and even die from this, of course. There's just less of a chance of that happening. So as we've kind of said in the past, the worry is 2 to 4 weeks after these cases are reported, how sick are these people? Because initially you get sick, you're having symptoms, but really with coronavirus, the sickest times are between 7 to 10 days is where people usually really kind of declare themselves as, I'm going to get really sick from this, because essentially they're having this kind of cytokine storm, which is an inflammatory response where you can get fluid in your lungs. And that's where they're shortest of breath, the low oxygen levels, the high fevers all kind of culminate in them seeking medical care at a hospital. By the time they get to the hospital, that's where, you know, there's a safety net, but a real deep one. So, you know, it starts to get to a point where those people may very well need hospitalization, not only hospitalization, but ICU hospitalization. That's the worry, is that it's going to kind of, one step leads to another. How it's going to play out, it's really hard to know. But the trend going in this direction, I think, so I looked at the numbers. The total positive rate for tests is about 8% first-time testers in Florida. So that's certainly up from the 2 or 3% we were at before we kind of opened up. And so it's going in the wrong direction. It's not catapulting, in my opinion, but it's certainly going in the wrong direction. So it's just a matter of, wow, how is this going to play out, and where do we stand right now? I think overall we're not totally overwhelmed as far as the healthcare system goes in Florida, but that's the worry.
Good info, Doc. And is there any news on a vaccine, and will we ever really be able to get back to normal before that time comes?
Gosh, you know, there's no major updates in the United States. In China, they've actually started to immunize and use a vaccine on their army. So to me, that really, just thinking scientifically, that makes me think they're more doing essentially a trial on their own people to kind of forcibly immunize people and see how they respond and see how well the vaccine works. But there is a vaccine that doesn't have an official name. It just got essentially an experimental name. It doesn't have any specific title behind it, but it's a vaccine that they're implementing starting like right now to do essentially a trial. Short of that, the trials that are going on in the United States are really, there's about 5 companies that are kind of running these trials. They're still in the middle and then in the midst of the phases that get them to end of phase 3. So phase 1 is just a very small trial. Phase 2 is kind of more of a safety trial. And now phase 3 is really more of an efficacy, which means they want to see how well it works. That's where, starting next month, a couple of the companies that are making the vaccines, Moderna and another one, are going to start their phase 3 trials. Hopefully, by the end of the year, November-ish, is what I've read, they should have data. That data will be then fast-tracked, hopefully positively, into a formative campaign to get them approved as a vaccine and then produced. The production may start, is planning on being started prior to this being approved, in case it does get approved, and so that they're ready to go right away. So that's the first part as far as updates go. In terms of where we stand and the likelihood of a normal return, I just don't see it. You know, the people that are at risk are always going to be at risk. So young people, people who don't have real compromised immune systems, things like that, or under age 65, really under age 50, I would even say, those people, if they get sick, it's a low likelihood they're going to get really sick. But the people that we worry about are people that are connected to us that are older or vulnerable, and that risk is not going to change until we have an actual vaccine and or some kind of a medicine that truly, truly helps. And right now, we're just not there.
Dr. Chuck Metzger, he joins us every Monday with updates like this, and we appreciate it. What's your advice? I know, listeners might be tired of hearing this over and over, wear a mask. But what is your advice? You're a doctor. How important is it to wear a mask when you're out, to practice social distancing, to wash your hands frequently? My own personal opinion is I feel like people have forgotten just how much you can mitigate virus spread by consistently washing your hands and using hand sanitizers.
Yeah. So keep in mind, this started in Civil War. So literally in the 1700s, we realized that if a doctor went from one person to the next person without washing their hands, the likelihood of them spreading infection or gangrene back in the day was much higher. So we've known for a long time that the simple act of washing your hands is very, very preventive in terms of spreading infection. So that's a great point, and is always going to be one of the standard precautions that all doctors take to and nurses and healthcare workers to prevent spreading infection from one patient to another as we go in between them. Masks themselves, again, it's a struggle for some people because they feel like it's taking away their freedoms or it's too close and it's very claustrophobic. I understand that. This is hopefully a temporary thing. And it's not really about that individual person. It's about the people that they could potentially affect if they were to get it or transmit it or both because they're not wearing a mask at the time. It's not so much that if you're, in a wide open area that it's as much of a risk. It's in a closed-in area. Who are you going to spend more time with in a closed-in area? Family, friends, the elderly, someone you have to go and sit with. That's the risk, is that you're going to spread it to someone even if you have no symptoms or pre-symptomatic, meaning you're going to get symptoms, but you don't have them yet. So you have no way of knowing that you have the condition. So by just doing these things and just bearing with us until we get this thing figured out over the next few months, hopefully quicker than, the end of the year, it goes a long way towards really just helping those around you. And just think of your loved ones when you do these things.
Yeah, I want to circle back, Doc, to the hospital beds topic. My wife works for a hospital, Dade County, in the Baptist system. And, so far she's told me some pretty encouraging stuff that, they have plenty of hospital beds at the moment and their resources are not overwhelmed. So I'm very happy to hear that. So how are things at your practice and how are things at Boca General at this point?
So I've been fortunate. My patients have been able to socially isolate. They've been very aware of and very much followed through on the instructions that we've given from the CDC. So I'm stable as far as that goes. I've really had very minimal effects. In Boca Hospital itself, in fact, I just kind of, in preparation for this today, I looked at the state's statistics from the Florida Department of Health on the ICU bed capacity. And really, it ranges from Jackson Memorial to the University of Miami to Baptist in Miami to Holy Cross to Broward General, Cleveland Clinic, West Boca, Boca Regional, Delray Medical Center. It ranges between 20 and 30%, as high as 40% in University of Miami's Jackson facilities. Of bed capacity. It may not seem like there's a lot of room, but again, keep in mind that since we've opened up, patients are now getting out more. They're actually having surgeries. They're getting sick for other reasons as well. So the fact that there is bed capacity, to me, in the ICUs is a good thing. We just don't want to see it shrink. And I think over the next 2 to 4 weeks, we'll know. It's just a kind of the rolling statistics of, as people get sicker, usually takes 2 to 4 weeks for them to get sick enough to be in the hospital and then sick enough, therefore, to be in the ICU. So it's still in manageable conditions as far as I would assume describe this, but just got to watch it.
Just got to be careful. Dr. Chuck Metzger, it's not as dire as some of us maybe are feeling right now from what I'm gathering from what you're saying. Could be, but it's not right now.
Yeah, it's that sense of you hear these numbers day after day after day, and you don't really know the perspective to bring to it because it just sounds like the numbers are getting ridiculously high. They're trending in the wrong direction, no question about it. We need to do better at protecting each other from getting this. But it's not at a level where, again, the point of this is more how many people are in the hospital, how many people are really sick, are the ICUs overwhelmed? That's an unacceptable critical mass that was happening at New York and everything. We're not there. We don't want to get there, but we're not there. So I think it's just, again, it's the surveillance that we have.
Dr. Chuck Metzger, I'm going to read a couple of texts that have come in. Somebody says, please ask Dr. Chuck for his opinion on the usefulness of a personal pulse oximeter. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
So to help COVID also, diagnosis for pre-symptomatic and asymptomatic people.
So pulse oximeter, which is what that they're describing, is just a device you put on your finger. You can put it on your ear and other places, but typically on the finger. A couple of things about that. So it's a device that uses light to determine the oxygen level in your fingertip, essentially. And so make sure that the person wearing it, using it, does not have dark nail polish on, because that can affect it. So I just bring that up because we're talking about that. And it can affect and make people think they're sick, and they may not be. So the idea is, with coronavirus, is it drops your oxygen level. And so people get really profoundly low with their oxygen, to the point where we've actually kind of invented a different way of addressing those people, where we actually pronate them, meaning we put them on their face in the bed to actually improve their oxygen levels if they're really sick, to try and avoid putting them on a ventilator. The oximeter, the idea is that if you get low, that it'll tell you that you're getting sick. It's not a great way. It's a way, and if you do notice a trend, it would be a reason to obviously seek help. What we look for, and the reason we would typically send a patient to the hospital, is if they had fevers, a cough, and shortness of breath. That shortness of breath could be another way to look at it, would be low oxygen. So I think it's a way. It's not the most effective way, because really we're going off of other symptoms. So something, you know, a reason to at least ask for help if you start noticing it getting below. So low would be 91% in most healthy people. 92% or higher is considered normal. So 91% or lower would be considered abnormal. I don't tell my patients to get a pulse oximeter and follow with that. I just look for their symptoms in general, though.
That texter follows up with another text that says, also, does that help for people who build their own cupcakes?
Wow, I tell you.
So here's another text. I'm going to read you another text. After Dr. Chuck gives out all of his knowledgeable and much appreciated information, can you have him address ordering a kid's dessert while out with the fellas? All right, so somebody else texts in, you better ask this man about cupcakes at Duffy's. The texts are coming in. Last week on the show, we went into the archives. We played a segment where I was telling Crowder about going out with you and Jim DeJoseph to Duffy's to watch a football game. Three guys.
Time of our lives.
Three guys drinking beers, and then all of a sudden you decide you need something sweet. And Dr. Chuck ordered off the kids' menu build-it-yourself cupcakes because he thinks they're delicious. And Dono, you were here when we listened to it. They don't even bring a knife with these cupcakes because it's for kids. So it's like one of those tongue depressors. And then they have gummy worms for you to like put on the frosting. And I found it to be wildly inappropriate for you, a doctor, an adult, being out with a couple of the fellas to order children's cupcakes. That was $2.99 on the menu, by the way.
Great price.
You've had a week to think about this since we played this last week. How would you like to respond?
I the first thing I would do is kind of clarify. You call it a kids menu. I think it was called a future adults menu. So I think that that right there gives you a better sense for where I'm coming from. Listen, if anyone has out there and has had theirs cupcakes, they would find no fault with what I'm saying. It was really good. That frosting has to be made in-house. That is fresh. It's crisp, delicious. Sure, they have those little mini tongue depressor things. I would never work in a doctor's office, by the way. To me, it adds to the excitement of, wow, I'm really putting a masterpiece together. You can make it look like it has fuzzy hair. You can do lots of little things with it. And then the gummy bear. I just eat the gummy bears. I think he's selling me on this idea.
Really?
Yeah, and I just eat the gummy bears straight up. I just pop them all in. I just do the whole cup of gummy bears.
Worse to me.
No, I hadn't considered, like, I can make a smiley face on it. Like, I can make pattern. Like, I hadn't even thought of that.
You don't realize the ridiculousness of ordering this. Yeah. It's like 11 p.m. We're watching a night football game. We're drinking beers. And then he's like, the waitress came out and didn't know what table the cupcakes were for because there were no kids at our table.
She didn't. Yeah. She actually looked at the others. She actually turned around. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
By the way, just so everybody knows, before you text in, this was like 2-3 years ago. We've not been out to a restaurant. We're not breaking the rules here. This was a while ago. I don't even think the Duffy's are open right now.
They're not open. Yeah, they're going to be open in the ones in Miami, I think, soon. I got a little message on that. And so I'll be ordering Uber Eats cupcakes soon. Yeah.
Well, all right. So you make no apologies for...
The
for the cupcakes.
I mean, I don't even know where you're coming. Of what do you speak, sir?
All right.
Challenging
Dr.
me to
Chuck
duel?
Metzger, crazily, a board-certified internist in Boca Raton. As hard as this is to believe, a board-certified internist in Boca Raton has been the team doctor for FAU Athletics and the chief of medicine at Boca Raton Regional Hospital. He's a big fan of candy. He enjoys making his own cupcakes. He is single and ready to mingle. I don't even know what that means. He is a clinical affiliate faculty member for FAU Medical School. He's in private practice in Boca, and you can follow him on Twitter, at Chuck Metzger. Thank you, Dr. Chuck.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys. All right.
Always enjoy our time with him. Always enjoy a little. I had forgotten that we played that last week till all the texts started coming in. You've got to ask him about this. So couldn't get him off the couldn't let him off the phone without asking.
He talked me into it, though. I'm telling you.
Oh, it's so ridiculous. You'd feel ridiculous ordering then waiting for it. Not if you were with your kid, by the way. Like if
right.
You were
no.
With your
well,
kid,
now like, now I know. You know, someday I can take my kid and we can do it with my kid. So that'll be my way in. You know.
But if you were at Duffy's with me, Solana, and Dan. Like you'd feel ridiculous when they drop this little kid's plate in front of you. With
not really,
because
I feel like Solana would order his own. I wouldn't feel so left out.
That's true. Solana would probably have some gummy bears in his pocket. All right, let me talk about BNT Impact Windows and Doors. We are in hurricane season. It's been very sunny lately because of the Saharan dust plume. But it is hurricane season, and it's a stressful time for all of us, and the COVID-19 pandemic doesn't make it any easier. But it's why I recommend each and every day on this show calling BNT Impact Windows and Doors, because you protect your home and your possessions and your family with the Impact Windows and Doors. And when you do, when you get those PGT custom windows and doors installed, you reduce your stress level. I'm speaking from experience. BNT is the company my wife and I used for our home. It's a great feeling. You get the PGT custom windows and doors. Hurricane season rolls around. I'm not kidding you. Your stress level, if it was a 10, it's a 5. If it was a 5, it's a 1. I mean, I'm telling you, it just makes everything easier. Right now, BNT, by the way, can give you an estimate and still follow all the social distancing guidelines. They can measure the outside of your home rather than the inside. They can email you the estimate, and PGT Impact Windows and Doors can be a reality in your home in the near future. Right now, by the way, BNT Impact Windows and Doors has a great rebate offer from PGT for their WindGuard series. You can get $35 back per window and $110 back per door, and BNT will help you take care of this great rebate offer when they come to see you. So do yourself a favor. Start out the week the right way. Do yourself a favor and call BNT Impact Windows 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. All right, let's take a break, and then we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hockman Crowder Show.
I would say my suggestion to everyone is don't get chlamydia. Hockman and Crowder simulcast on this Monday. Had a bad Saturday night of UFC gambling, Dono.
Oh, you know, I hadn't thought about those picks. I know he lost the Mickey Gall fight that we talked about. It turned out changing your cornerman to your girlfriend doesn't matter as much as we thought, right?
Didn't seem to affect him at all there.
It didn't faze Mike Perry one bit.
Goodness gracious. Like, it seemed like pretty good handicapping, right?
Yeah, and
Perry's
I wasn't
sure.
He's
not going to have any corner there. He's just going to have his girlfriend who doesn't know anything about the fight game. And
it turns out she's an expert.
Yeah. So Lee Sterling, who had been on fire, he was 7-2 in the last 3 weeks coming into last Friday, came on the show Friday and went a stinky 0-3.
Woof.
And my bankroll suffered because of it. So he had Jordan Griffin, one of the first fights, and that didn't work out. I think we lost in a decision on that one. Then I think Felipe Lins, did he get knocked out real quick?
Yeah, I didn't watch the prelims. Out. That's why I wasn't sure how poorly Lee did, because I knew he lost the co-main event fight. I didn't know how he did in the prelims.
Yeah, so Griffin and Linz in the prelims were losers, and then Mickey Gall at the end. What did you think of the card? Did you watch most of it?
Yeah, and the main event is as expected between Poirier and Hooker was a classic. I guess we should have put some money on Dustin Poirier because I had a feeling he was going to win that fight, but I guess the money did not follow that feeling for us.
Yeah, it was a bummer. We had man, I'm telling you, we had such a good little streak going with Lee Sterling. And he even said to us when he was on with us Friday, he goes, remember, no one's going to remember my hot streak. I'm going to end up going winless 1 week. And sure as bleep on Twitter, because I was getting tagged on some of them, people were tweeting at him, you stink, you're awful.
Well, you know, just like the stock market, we'll get him back next week.
Yes, you get him back next week. Although I don't think there's a card next week, is there?
No,
Fight Island next week?
I think it's the week after, but let me double check.
Yeah. I think it might be off for July 4th.
I think they're doing 4th of July weekend off.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. So, and then this week on the show, by the way, so I'm on vacation Tuesday and Wednesday and Friday. So I'll be back on the air on Thursday. But Tuesday and Wednesday, Dono and Solana will have you covered. And Friday, we're doing a best of Hockman and Crowder, Solana.
Yes, best of Hawk and Crowder on Friday.
All right, very cool. So there's our weekly schedule. We're just taking some time off right now because, you know, come July, things are going to ramp up, and we don't want to take any time off. We want to be locked and loaded and ready to go. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. I enjoyed this weekend. My wife and I toasted my contract extension that we talked about on Friday. And so this weekend, and I sent some video over to Ryan and KC, the two founders of Funky Buddha, some video in the backyard drinking the hard seltzer. You enjoy any Funky Buddha this weekend, Solana?
I did. I only drank Funky Buddha hard seltzers this weekend. I've turned all my friends into hard seltzer fans as well.
Good for you.
It's becoming a pretty big deal in the Solana household.
Well, don't forget
the Floridian in the fridge.
Oh,
at
you
all
do?
Times, man. Oh, I love it. I mean, Floridian's my favorite because that was I first tried that. I don't know, probably 5 years ago at a Yard House. And this was before I even knew that Funky Buddha was like a South Florida-based thing. I didn't know about the guys back then, but every time I went to Yard House, I would drink this Floridian, and then I got to know more about Funky Buddha, and so it really made me fall in love with that brewery, and now I like the Hop Gun as well a lot. I drink that often.
Don't forget, the tap room in Oakland Park is open. You can go to funkybuddhabrewery.com. You can get all the info, because that would be, if you're looking for somewhere to have food brought in from or to go there. They're following all the social distancing guidelines. So Funky Buddha, always enjoy patronizing one of our best partners, and they certainly are that. And like I said, in just moments, we've got the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour coming up. So we'll take a break, and we will come back with that 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour right here on Hockman and Crowder.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.